When Roald was 6 years old, he started kindergarten. During his school years, he sometimes did things that put his mother to the test. He and his sister rode their tricycles to school, racing down a steep hill and around a corner, so fast they were riding on only two wheels. It sounds dangerous, but at least there was little traffic in those days. After kindergarten, Roald went to a school for boys. He certainly wasn't the best student. Roald was especially bad at spelling. Even so, he liked to write. He started keeping a secret diary at home when he was 8. He kept it hidden from his 4 nosy sisters in a tin box high in a tree. Roald would sit way up on a branch and write. Roald didn't like school. What he did like was stopping by the candy shop with his friends on the way home. The candy shop was run by a crabby old woman, Mrs. Pratchett. She dug candy out of the jars for the boys with her dirty hands. Yuck. The boys ate the candy anyway, of course. But to get back at her, they snuck a dead mouse into one of the jars. The next day, Mrs. Pratchett came to their school. She pointed out the 5 boys she suspected. Right in front of Mrs. Pratchett, the teacher took a cane and hit each boy hard on the rear end several times. A cane could leave an ugly welt or scar. When Roald's mother heard about it, she got really mad. She wasn't mad about the boy's prank. She was mad about the caning. So mad that she sent Roald to a different school the next year. It was a boarding school for boys called St. Peter's Preparatory School. Roald was only 9, and he was terribly homesick. The head of the school was mean. The boys were caned for breaking any rules. At night, Roald slept facing toward home and quietly cried himself to sleep. He wrote his mother every week. It became a habit he continued until she died about 40 years later. Roald wanted to go home so badly he faked having appendicitis. This was what his sister had died of. He was sent home, but the doctor there knew Roald was pretending. Back he went to school. At Christmas, there was a happy surprise at home. His family had a new motor car. No one knew how to drive it, but his 21-year-old half-sister bravely took the whole family out for a ride. They crashed. Roald's nose was almost knocked off and hung on only by a thread. But fortunately, the doctor was able to stitch it back on. Every summer, the dolls went to an island in Norway for vacation. In those days, it was hard to get there. The whole group, 10 altogether, had to take taxis, trains, boats, and ferries. It took 4 days. But what a wonderful place! Their mother took them on adventures to islands and fishing in a small motorboat. They called it the Hard Black Stinker. Fearless Sophie could handle the boat even in big waves. In 1927, the Dahl family moved to Bexley, near London. Their new house had a tennis court and gardens. The new neighbors did not think Mrs. Dahl was a proper parent. She let her kids run wild and use bad language. They thought that she was not nearly strict enough. When Roald was 13, he left his family and his pet mice, Montague and Marmaduke, to go to another boarding school. It was called Repton School. In many ways, Repton was even worse than St. Peter's. There were more rules and more canings. Not only the teachers, but also the older boys were allowed to beat the younger boys. It was lonely and frightening for Roald. At least Roald was good at sports: hockey, soccer, cricket, squash, and swimming. It helped that he was almost 6 feet 6 inches tall. In his last year at Repton, he won the school boxing match. His teachers did not think much of him. One wrote that he did not like the way Roald so persistently wrote words meaning the exact opposite of what he obviously intended. Certainly, his teacher never expected Roald to become a great writer. Was there anything Roald liked about Repton? Yes. It was in the town where Cadbury chocolates were made. The Cadbury Company often asks students to rate their chocolate bars. The boys took these duties very seriously. Roald always loved chocolate. There was the germ of an idea for a great book there, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.